KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the former number two administrator for University of Iowa Athletics will take on the school in a trial Monday that centers on her claim that she suffered discrimination as a gay female who fought bias in college sports. The trial in a lawsuit brought by former senior athletic associate director Jane Meyer is expected to put athletic director Gary Barta's personnel decisions under the spotlight of scrutiny. The trial's scheduled to last for up to 3 weeks in Des Moines and will feature testimony from several Hawkeye coaches, including Kirk Ferentz. Jurors will determine whether Meyer suffered discrimination due to her gender and sexual orientation, whether she endured retaliation for complaining of bias against female coaches, and whether she was paid less than the male administrator who performed similar work. Barta has denied any discrimination. In Major League Baseball action, Masahiro Tanaka got back on track with 6 1/3 effective innings. Aroldis Chapman escaped his old jam for his third save in 3 days. And the New York Yankees beat the St. Louis Cardinals last night 4-3 for their fifth straight win. Chapman allowed a two-out walk to Randall Grichuk and a double to pinch hitter Jose Martinez before Dexter Fowler, the closer's teammate on the World Series champion Cubs last year, grounded out to second to end it. Chapman got his third save on the season. Tanaka entered with a 11.74 ERA over his first two starts, but he recovered nicely Friday after Mark Carpenter's two-run homer in the first. The Japanese right-hander allowed 3 runs, 5 hits, and 2 walks, and struck out 5. Starlin Castro and Austin Romney homered for New York, which is 4-0 to begin this 9-game homestand. Michael Wacha struck out 8 for struggling St. Louis, but allowed 2 homers and 4 runs over 6 innings. In other Major League Baseball action, the Atlanta Braves officially opened their ballpark, their third ballpark, that is, in 21 years, and came away with just their third victory in 9 games. Julio Teheran gave up 2 runs in 6 innings as the Braves locked off San Diego 5-2. Clayton Kershaw won a matchup against former teammate Zach Greinke as the Dodgers thumped Arizona 7-1. David Freese doubled twice, drove in 2 runs, and scored once as the Pirates doubled up on the Cubs 4-2 in the Windy City. Miguel Cabrera responded to a first-inning brushback pitch by slamming a 3-run homer in the fifth to lead Detroit's 7-6 win at Cleveland. The Indians have dropped 6 of their 7th since their season-opening 3-game sweep. Logan Morrison's grand slam was one of 4 homers belted by Tampa Bay in a 10-5 rout of the Red Sox at Boston. Baltimore matched Tampa Bay's power production as Jay Hardy, Chris Davis, Jonathan Scope, and Seth Smith left in the yard in a 4-1 win at Toronto. Wade Miley gave up 3 runs in 6 innings, and the 1-9 Blue Jays, who've dropped 7 straight to extend the worst start in team history. Plate umpire Dale Scott was taken off the field on that spinal board and transported to a hospital during the 8th inning after being hit in the mask by a foul tip. Washington pulled out a 3-2 win over Philadelphia on Daniel Murphy's RBI double in the bottom of the 10th. The Mets' 5-game winning streak is over after JT Realmuto hit an RBI double in the bottom of the 9th to give the Marlins a 3-2 win over New York. Milwaukee hammered Cincinnati 10-4 as Eric Thames homered for the second straight night and drove in 3 runs. The Brewers won their 4th in a row and dealt the Reds their second straight loss since a 7-2 start. Matt Davidson smacked a solo homer after Dylan Covey pitched into the 6th inning of the White Sox 2-1 win at Minnesota. Also in Major League Baseball action, Houston routed Oakland 7-2. Felix Hernandez picked up his first win of the season by scattering 6 hits over 7 1/3 innings in Seattle's 2-1 verdict over Texas. Johnny Cueto worked 7 innings, and Chris Marrero slammed his first big league homer in the Giants' 8-2 trouncing of the Rockies. Danny Duffy tossed 3-hit ball over 7 innings of the Kansas City's 7-1 drubbing of the Angels. J.C. Ramirez was the loser in his first major league start after 111 relief appearances. Also in sports here this morning on KJAN, the Pittsburgh Penguins and the St. Louis Blues have grabbed 2-0 leads in their Stanley Cup first-round series, while the Montreal Canadiens and Edmonton Oilers have knotted theirs at a game apiece. Sidney Crosby had a goal and 2 assists in the Pens' 4-1 win over Columbus, and the Blues earned a 2-1 win on Jaden Schwartz's goal late in the third period. Alexander Radulov scored in 18:34 in overtime to lift the Canadiens past the Rangers 4-3, and Cam Talbot needed to make just 16 saves in the Oilers' 2-0 shutout of San Jose. Redskins linebacker Trent Murphy and Jets cornerback Nick Marshall have been suspended for the first four games of next season for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing drug policy. They can participate in off-season workouts, though, and preseason games. That is a check of sports here on KJAN, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.